Grab your beverages and turn up your interweb. Solving the world's problems 12 ounces at a time. It's Dudes and Beer.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dudes and Beer podcast, officially brought to you by PodcastCadet.com. If you're a fan of podcasting like me and you want to become a podcaster, want to start a podcast for your business, school, church, what have you, if you have a podcast and you need help getting things to the next level, learning new steps, learning new tools, that's what PodcastCadet.com is for. Stop on by today, PodcastCadet.com. Use the code DUDES20 to save 20% on checkout. They offer one-on-one, customized, personalized services, folks. I mean, everything from editing to if you need somebody to help you with, to help you figure out how to do social marketing, if you need somebody to help you with branding, they've got it. PodcastCadet.com. Dudes20 is your code. Our guest tonight, none other than John Bowne. You hear his voice every week on the show. He's been here before to cover things like the Pulse nightclub shooting, all kinds of government programs that have happened in the past, like Operation Northwoods, things like that. He will soon be a more regular feature, more than just his news series from Daily News Collective that he brings forth to us, folks. But today we will be talking about none other than Jeffrey Epstein and all of the updates that have happened in the news, the guards that have been arrested. Ghislaine Maxwell has apparently said she is ready to talk, all kinds of updates. Right now, we've got a great song that John Bowne helped write to describe the episode a little bit. Check it out.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. 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 He was a victim of an Arkansas. But Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
He was buddies with Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew too. He had a stable of girls for you to peruse, but no one ever know who, cause he didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And I don't care what Bill Barr says, cause Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
He had a big old plane, the Lolita Express. And no Secret Service, but the feds know who flew. That's why he didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Well, Bob Mueller got a sweetheart deal, and Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
That is one of the best songs I have heard in years. It really, really, really sums up the situation, folks. Welcome to the show, John Bowne. Daily News Collective, John Bound Politics, Blah Blah Show, all kinds of stuff. Welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me. I've been great.
Always, man. Always. You were always more than welcome on this show with our audience. Yeah, it's been interesting over the last little bit. August is when Epstein actually died. And it's been very interesting to see the things that have come out in the news. I don't really want to say subterfuge, but it's subterfuge. That's all it is. Like, what's happened to his island? You know, there was a walk-in vault on his island. Did anybody go in there, or was it just like, you know, Al Capone's vault? It's just nothing. You know, what about the Lolita Express? Has that been impounded? Anybody looking through it? Like, give us a little lay of the land here, John. For those that aren't familiar, may have been just seeing memes online, things like that. Give us a little background history, investigatively, on who is Jeffrey Epstein to begin with.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, if you want to go as far back to this type of industry, this type of sex industry that involves international players in politics, celebrities, authors, powerful people, you know, industry magnates, you name it, across the board, you can go as far back to the Hellfire Club with Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, absolutely.
And with the Hellfire Club, their events took place in a cavern-like atmosphere, and it was closed off, and members were initiated, and you had to be – it was very secret, you know, similar to the Freemasonic societies that we have now.
Sure.
If you look at the properties on Epstein's his island, little Jeffrey Epstein Island there in the Virgin Islands, and the property in New Mexico, there's a giant symbolic it looks like a compass. Looks like, you know, it symbolizes, you know, the four directions.
Yeah.
But if you look at it from above to somebody in a powerful position as they're being escorted into this fantasy land where they may or may not realize that their entire lives are about to be compromised because there are cameras in every single room.
Yeah.
That symbol that they're about to land on with a helicopter or drive up to, but mainly from the sky, to them would represent some form of the Illuminati eye.
Okay.
So it connects them to this. Now before, and where Ghislaine Maxwell comes in is that her father was the original pimp. And he died mysteriously during, a boating accident, mysteriously fell over the side of a boat, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like the mafia says, it fell off a truck, you know?
Yeah.
so we're, And there's a lot of the power of media aiding and abetting, driven by, you know, the 5 to 6 corporations that are completely owned and consolidated. They've for decades now, they've been doing this deal with the American people where they are, you know, the world where they say, you know, nothing to see here. So,
yeah.
It's up to us to look at the evidence that is coming out, and there's a lot coming out. There's hundreds of hours. Is this what Time Magazine is reporting? Is hundreds of hours of video recordings surrounding the two jail guards and them and their duties around Jeffrey Epstein during the time he died. But what really gets me Daily Mail, if you want to dig into this, Daily Mail is really on top of it. They've been, if you go just to one of their reports on Epstein and you find a video maybe showing drone footage of the Virgin Islands or the New Mexico ranch, the Zorro Ranch, for instance. Just let it roll. And then a new video will pop up, and a new video will pop up. And eventually, you may or may not see, somebody had taken it. These drone operators are pretty courageous people. The FBI was on Little Jeffrey Epstein Island, and they're operating this drone, and they bring it right down into the window where the FBI is inside. and the FBI is walking out with boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff.
Yeah.
And that has to be, there has to be video. The FBI has to have these videotapes. There has to be, you know,
hard drive, something.
Yeah. And they're, you know, and as far as the famous people that may or may not be on those, you know, we're just beginning to scratch the surface. We know that Epstein was connected to Elon Musk. He was connected to Bill Gates pretty heavily.
His list of scientists, man.
Right. Well, he was
like crazy. Yeah, exactly. He was funding MIT researchers, all kinds of stuff.
Well, they're deep into technocracy and eugenics. I mean, everything that InfoWars tries to present to people, and the reason I use the word tries is because it's hard to believe that these people are actually this involved and this obsessed with a technocracy and an AI takeover of the human species, but they are. And a lot of that funding that he was involved with is, you know, targeted towards this AI takeover. And there are a lot of powerful people involved in it, and they're all compromised. And, you know, the Saudi prince, Mohammed bin Salman, was involved. There was a film publicist, Peggy Siegel, who had thrown a huge dinner party for Epstein at his New York mansion after Epstein had been arrested. And, you know, that involved other friends of Epstein's, like Prince Andrew was there. But, you know, people like Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker, who also flew on the Lolita Express. And that's just I mean, we're talking about
Chris Tucker, man. Dude, I'm going to have the worst Thanksgiving now. Thanks. I appreciate it, John Bowne. Like, you know me. I can handle a lot of truth, dude, and a lot of heavy truth. But you just brought in Chris Tucker, bro. Like,
I know.
Man.
That's how bizarre this whole thing is.
Well, yeah. And that's what's so interesting is that and I remember whenever we first met and we were working together was when the headlines were just finally hitting about Jimmy Savile. And Jimmy Savile absolutely. And,
Prince Charles, but
one of those situations where people said for years that he was involved in pedophilia, that he was involved with providing children to movie stars, directors, rock stars, entertainment people, royals. Exactly. That was only the beginning, we came to find out when he died.
He was vampire. He was ghoulish. And,
you know, it was funny because all the royal stuff kind of got swept under the rug, of course, rapidly, because he'd been connected to them for years. But the fact that this has popped back up again with Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, can you imagine being Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah.
God. She's not free of scandal herself. There was
Sure.
This goes back to when I first started working at InfoWars. One of the first things that I encountered was there was a investigation into a school in Canada where they had an orphanage for the Native American kids that lived up in this part of Canada. After refreshment, it's been about 10, 12 years, but she shows up with her entourage, and there are a few kids that get in a car with her They drive away and those kids are never seen again.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, there's, you know, so there are scandals like that. Whether that's true or not, they had to deal with it. And
yeah.
She had to deal with it recently.
Yes.
And then you have Prince Charles just on the heels of her own scandal, which she was able to tamper down with you know, this ghoulish vampiric creature that that England loved.
I mean,
Jimmy Savile was this kind of like a Dick Clark. It'd be like Dick Clark was running.
Yeah, if you found out Merv Griffin was like running a puppy mill.
If Dick Clark had gotten a job and at a hospital and gone in late hours and collected people's eyeballs, and it's literally what Jimmy Savile did. He was into all kinds of disgusting necrophiliac
odd things. Yeah.
Yeah. So she had to deal with that with Prince Charles. And then Prince Charles is, you know, kind of, awkwardly dealing with it his own way. And has that period where he's talking about being related to Vlad the Impaler and that, you know, he's proud of his Transylvanian roots. And it's like,
that's cool, but do you have to enact it?
Well, that's fine. But it really helps if you're not connected to Jimmy Savile when you say that. And then Prince Andrew shows up with a mother of all operations with Jeffrey Epstein. And this thing, it's only getting started.
It's just scratching.
And it's not like, investigations that were stopped immediately. And I won't go too far into this, but I will mention Pizzagate.
Sure.
You know, Pizzagate, I'll stop here, but they shot that one down.
Yeah, they did. And
there was a lot more evidence that was coming out, and that thing was just put to bed. Well, Pizzagate is just a tiny little pizza place with a few people involved. This is huge. And whatever those FBI agents were carrying out of those buildings, and you've got the New York mansion, you've got the Florida mansion, you've got the bizarre New Mexico ranch, and you've got the Virgin Islands, and not to mention there may be other locations. You know, he had a Saudi passport.
Yep.
So there may be locations in the Middle East somewhere, possibly in Israel. We're talking about a history of Israeli intelligence that has basically gotten a slap on the wrist every time they do something. They've stolen, state secrets from the United States. They've stolen all kinds of blueprints, and they've been involved in compromise and some of the most successful spies are Israeli spies. So Epstein's connected to that network, and they've just been allowed to do whatever they want to do for so long. And you look at that ranch, the Zorro Ranch is just mind blowing because
it looks like a Scientology compound almost.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
you know, and I know that's what New Mexico is like, but you drive through New Mexico. I actually drive through New Mexico pretty regular, at least once a year. And you think, you know, somebody could put anything out here. And apparently they did.
They do. And the one thing I will address about Pizzagate that we've addressed on this show before, and I will let it go. The emails were never denied. They were very angry about how emails were attained and everything else, but they never really addressed what was in those emails.
Well,
they never really said, like, hey, guys, what's in here? This is totally false. Right. Never did that. Never once. Well, they, go back and look at all the footage. Go back and read all the stories.
You know, they just put Roger Stone in.
Yeah.
He's facing 50 years for emails you know, that they, through their own arrogance, they won't even address. So they would never address those emails. Hillary Clinton's emails, you know, who cares, you know, that there are 47,000 emails. And a lot
with
of those
state secrets, you know, and top secret documents
classified, you know, that she was completely violating our national security as a Secretary of State.
Well,
but for and I'll put this to rest, and Pizzagate to rest. But the investigation that needed to continue on Pizzagate was after everything got shut down. That's when things actually started to heat up. There was there was somebody there in the area that had actually gotten into the back door of the website of Comet Ping Pong and had found child pornography and had reported it to the local police department. And then he went through a series of a couple of years. I don't know what he's going through now, but he was harassed by strange people. And then the police just sat on it and sat on it until it died,
Yeah.
But there was a total lead there and no one went with it.
We called it on this show. I've got the footage of it. It exists, folks. Go back and listen. I said that guaranteed if Jeffrey Epstein is put into isolation, he will die of what will look like an apparent suicide. It will happen. They will kill him. Whoever. But it won't be him. You know, despite any conspiracy theories, connections, things like that, it just didn't add up. It still doesn't add up. Independent medical investigators have said this doesn't add up.
Look at the mindset
we're gonna
of
see a whole we're about to see, I think, a whole mountain of stuff come out. That's the only reason that Prince Andrew stepped aside.
Well,
that's the only reason.
It's a criminal investigation.
It's to separate him from the royal family and protect the royal family. Nothing
more. Well, we just had the Finders documents come out, and the FBI has been sitting on those for years, but they had to release them because there are so many FOIA requests.
Yeah, get into that a little bit, John.
Well, the Finders is a, you know, until I read those documents and dug further into it, and there's actually some people that have done some really good research on it, but. It's kind of similar to Epstein in a way.
Yeah.
This character who's a chauffeur for high level military generals finds a way to somehow get funded to buy 600 acres of rural property in Virginia. And is connected to international CIA operations and is also has children on his property that are being raised, according to them, you know, in a hippie commune kind of way. But it's the more you dig into it, there are reports inside the Finders documents. There's some real astounding things, like the in one of the reports somebody witnessed children in cages on the property.
Oh,
which
wow.
which is something that is pretty common amongst MK Ultra conditioning that they do with children is put them in cages. So there's an MK Ultra link there. So these things are starting to, it's like we're wiping off a really dirty window right now, you know, and you're starting to see the inside of what's inside that old barn, you know, that no one paid attention to. That's that connection with the Finders to the intelligence, because the entire investigation was shut down by FBI foreign counterintelligence. So they had agencies within the agency. Some people were investigating and other people were busy shutting it down. So that's what's interesting about the finders is that it's not just this lone sick pervert nut. He's connected to people in high places, and it's questionable where he got his money to do everything he did and why he's flying all over the world. And so that's very similar to Jeffrey Epstein. And so the documentation that we were given through the FBI, and still haven't gotten it all for the finders, was through constant FOIA requests. And the FOIA requests for Epstein, they're just going to be off the charts. And we may not see video. I mean, we're starting to see pictures are coming out. Yesterday I saw there were a series of pictures from girls that were inside. I think there were at least 35 women now that have come out. But there were pictures from a couple of the girls that had been inside, and you know, it showed, you know, a relaxed Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, getting, you know, a massage from his assistant.
Right, right. And, you know, the girl's easily 15 years old and all that, but. You know, and it's, they're not damning pictures, but we're starting to get more of a understanding of what his lifestyle was like.
It's a peek inside.
It's a peek inside. But the thing is you've got to think that there are people like, you know, this billionaire. Well, Bill Clinton at this point is probably completely immune, but, you know, just numbed to being accused of things because of all the things he's been accused of. But
the skin's got to be thick.
You've got somebody like
skin's got to be thick.
Thick skin, but somebody like Les Wexner, who's you know, is the CEO of these fashion brands, you know, he's like this big billionaire who's never been in the news, not used to something like this.
Yeah.
People like him that had their little soiree on, you know, Epstein's Island or, you know, wherever, New York or New Mexico, they know they were there and they're doing whatever they can through whatever channels they can to get to the media to bury this thing. But it's the biggest dinosaur ever found on Earth, man. You know, we can't just bury this thing.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's just it. It goes so deep and is connected to so many people. To let it go by the wayside, and we talked about this last time you were on, was right after Epstein died.
Right.
And we talked about this. This is one of the biggest stories ever.
Well, it explains a lot.
So deep. It explains a whole lot.
For years we've been called conspiracy theorists because we looked under the curtain and early and we all, you know, and saw, well, you know, you read The Creature from Jekyll Island and you find out how the Federal Reserve is created and who's really operating it. And then you start looking at the people that are tied to that.
Yeah.
And then the occultic stuff gets involved and the Freemasonic stuff in it and the child kidnapping rings. So you start reading about those and all these people are kind of intertwined with this world. And anyone that's interested in it automatically, you know, sees something like this Epstein thing and says, oh, well, this is just the beginning of what I've been reading about, you know? So now it's become people that aren't interested, who would never be interested in conspiracy theory, as it were, you know, which is like a demeaning name, which
it
actually
is.
At one point was a positive moniker, but it's become this demeaning name.
Well, it's become weaponized.
Right. It's become weaponized, but you can't help like mother and father, but you can't help but look at this from wherever you are and go, you know, this doesn't smell right. You know, and this is massive, but it's up to people like us and, you know, they're doing everything in their power to shut all of us up and shut us down and control the narrative. But you just can't you can't control something this huge and this evil. And they wanted to go big. This is their fault.
Well, yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. There, it's like I said, it's connected to too many people, too high up, in too many places for it not to continue.
Well, and we know that now with the Zorro Ranch, a contractor came out and said, yeah, down these stairs is the entrance to a tunnel, and that's the room, you know, that you have to, you know, the initiated. By initiated, I mean compromised. I mean,
oh, wow.
Yeah. That's where you, okay, you've paid your ticket. You know, you've written your blood. You've signed the contract to Satan. Now you can go in that door and enjoy the pleasures of teenage girls. I mean, I don't understand what the appeal is, but what the appeal has to be is that it's illegal to be with these girls. But it's, to me, I'd call me old fashioned, but I'm married and I'm very happy. You know,
yeah.
I'm very happy with someone relatively my age.
It's yeah. Yeah. You know,
and that those are the kind of women that I would think that most normal heterosexual men find attractive. You know, so it's also this mentality that they all have about preying on, you know, the lower classes' children. You know, it's completely sick and twisted, the whole thing. There's the psychology behind the whole thing is just bizarre.
Yeah.
But with the FOIA requests, what's going to happen is with those videos, we're going to see, you know, possibly a Bill Gates doing God knows what, and, you know, Bill Clinton doing the same, and, you know, so on, Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker and, you know, so on and so forth. And people that we didn't even that names never even came up, because there's no way that Epstein being in those circles, you know, he's in the Weinstein circle. He's in the cream of the crop.
Yeah. Heavily connected to Harvey Weinstein.
Well, just heavily connected to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if anyone felt, there's always been this thought that, you know, we've always said, you know, that Hollywood is this Illuminati enterprise. And so there's got to be this dark area to it where they all go and they do their evil deeds. Well, this was one of those places, you know, the Zorro Ranch was one of those places. And according to the people that took care of the place, they only came out twice a year. But the reason for that is because they had so many other places to go to.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people need to, we get so used to stories being in the news and they kind of, we get burned out on them.
Yeah.
But this is something that people need to continue to be interested in. I mean, kind of like the JFK assassination, that interest in that has continued for decades. You know?
This is just really and truly one of those situations, John, where the longer the story goes, the deeper it goes, truth becomes stranger than fiction. Like it's crazy. Like the things that are coming out where it's always been like, oh yeah, well, we've heard this about Jeffrey Epstein, you know, this and that, you know, President Clinton flew on his plane with no Secret Service, you know, these are all things that we've heard for years that have come out confirmed. You know, these connections to people have come out to be confirmed. Like I said, when you see a royal step down from their duties.
For the first time in history.
The only time that's ever happened was, oh God, which one was it that advocated so that she could get married.
Yeah, the Nazi,
you know,
king.
Yeah. But yeah, like other than that,
but it's never happened. He abdicated.
He did.
Edward, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he abdicated, whereas Prince Andrew is literally being shown the door.
He was scooted out.
And on top of that, she after that, we could talk about this a little bit, that interview. What did you know, that interview, first of all, let me just say that that interview, the woman that handles Prince Epstein, the Queen fired the private secretary, Amanda Thirsk, that scheduled that interview, said it would be a good idea. She was fired. And then the rest of his staff was kicked out of Buckingham Palace. That never, ever happened.
Wow.
And so, I mean, what'd you think of that interview?
I thought it was a little strange. to say the least.
I don't sweat.
Yeah.
I was fired in the Falkland Islands, and they were firing, shooting guns at me, and I just all my sweat glands. Just sucked right in. So she says I was sweating like a hog, and I don't sweat, you know. And then there are all these pictures of him sweating at parties, you know, with random females that aren't his wife, you know. What's with all that? I mean, there's a picture of him with looks like something straight out of Eyes Wide Shut. There's a woman with a mask. I guess they can't show this picture very much on the you're not going to see it on mainstream media, and I've only seen it just pop up because I've been digging into it, but it seems like this picture should be everywhere, and it's Prince Andrew standing there in a tuxedo and a woman with a like Eyes Wide Shut mask standing next to him. I'm pretty sure it's not photoshopped. It may be, who knows. I mean, it's so bizarre. Sure. But he's standing there with this huge smile on his face, and she's wearing, like lingerie that's just barely covering her chest. And he's just standing there with a smile. It's like, you know, how is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, why were photos allowed to be taken of something like this? But, the thing is their arrogance. They live in this bubble. They live in this, you know, wealthy people tend to live. If you've been wealthy your whole life, you do tend to start to live in kind of a bubble where you're driving your Mercedes around town. You go back to your five bedroom mansion, you know, and you forget
how to grocery shop.
You don't know how to do yard. You don't enjoy doing. I love doing yard work. It's great exercise. But, you know, these people, they take themselves away from the rural communal aspect of life, of reality, and they start living in these little bubbles. And then you've got the State Department and the media's incestuous bubble that they live in, because you've got all these State Department people that are married to people in media and or they go from the State Department into media. So you've got that bubble fueling this mega wealthy bubble of people that, you know, Prince Andrew just – when he's talking about the pizza place, he remembered it because that's somewhere he would never go. That's his excuse, that it was just beneath him to go to this pizza place, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why he remembered. But he doesn't remember having sex with an underage girl four times on a plane. You know, he doesn't. In fact, he doesn't even remember the girl.
Yeah.
And he's recently started sweating again. Oh, thank God, Prince Andrew is sweating again. We can all relax now. You know, I mean, he's literally sitting there, speaking from this hubris reality that he lives in, that Hillary Clinton lives in, Bill Clinton lives in. You know, Kevin Spacey, they all come from where they're above all of us. We're just the little people to their egomaniacal fantasy world, you know. And I was really happy that, you know, I saw through it, but it seemed like everybody saw through it.
Yeah.
Including the Queen, you know?
Yeah. Light is being shed on a lot of things right now, and it's going to keep being shed, people. I'm here to tell you. I put forth the hypothesis at one point of – and this – you know, just so you know, John, I know you haven't been on the show in a while, but – the FBI, of course, did put out a memorandum saying that conspiracy theory is now a form of domestic terrorism. So,
it's been a while. Yeah.
We encourage people to follow the scientific method. We use the term conspiracy hypothesis. Before we ever get to a theory, let's start putting some hypotheses out there. So,
well, let me give you an example. All right, so Adam Schiff.
Okay. Sure.
Adam Schiff, there was this rumor, and it made its way all the way up to Rush Limbaugh, and you know, it kind of made the rounds that Adam Schiff's sister was married to George Soros' son.
Oh.
Okay. And if you go on the internet and you believe that, you can find some sites that say, yeah, that's true. But if you do enough research, you find out that Adam Schiff doesn't have a sister. And the reason that this woman is tied to George Soros' son, which the guy's just a complete scumbag, is because her maiden name is Schiff, just happens to be. So that's where things like that get started. And that's – in that respect, I don't think it should be criminalized.
No.
You know, but no. In that respect, when you start going down a false rabbit hole, people get hurt. People do get hurt.
They do.
I'm no fan of the Soros family at all. But
doesn't mean they deserve somebody getting hurt or anything like that.
But I'm only going to pursue the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and it's especially important with something like the Soros family, because if you do put out something. That is false, then what, they're not going to believe you in the future when you put out something true. So, you know, I mean, this whole thing about this recent impeachment inquiry performance by Fiona Hill, where she's sitting there saying that she's not a globalist, she's not involved with George Soros, and it's completely – I mean, she runs a website called The Globalist, and and she's run most of his Open Society Foundation offshoots, you know. So she's completely tied in with the Soroses. But she'll just sit there and lie to our faces, because that's the psychology of these people.
Yeah.
That they're so twisted, they think that they believe we're enamored with them. When they come around us, that we're somehow huge fans of them, and that we have, you know, just this awe, that it's just shock and awe that these people even exist. So we're supposed to just believe anything they say, like we're little children.
Yeah.
And that's really the kind of underbelly of the psychosis that's permeated through the media for so long.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
And it's going to come to a point, you know, the propaganda is so massive at this point that it will fall. We're going to see major failures in media, I predict, in the very near future. As Generation Z gets older and they have no respect or trust for CNN, and, you know, there may even be activism strictly against these media operations for pushing this propaganda for so long. State Department, Obama era,
since before the Obama era. Propaganda. I mean, that's what I try to explain to people. Sure. It runs the gamut, folks. This has been happening in our media since we started entrenching reporters in Vietnam.
Propaganda
it's a process of normalization. is what
it's always been. It's always been a dirty secret, but
yeah,
and, you know, it's always existed. You know, they've always tried to, you know, you give me the pictures and I'll bring you the war kind of thing. But it was the Obama administration with the NDAA.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2018 that changed the State Department rules.
Well, so not just that, but striking down of the Smith-Munt Act, trying to put in FCC regulators into newsrooms.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The modernization of the Smith-Munt Act, which sounds like the most boring thing you could ever bring up, but it's the key to what's happening.
Yeah.
So if you understand what the Smith-Munt Act was, the Smith-Munt Act said after World War II that the State Department, because of Ike saying, you know, look, military industrial complex is what we got to watch. We got to watch out for our own internal nefarious bureaucracies, and they are going to grow. And, you know, the people, you know, I'm president for a few years, but these people are always going to be in there, and you got to watch out for them.
And it's an unfortunate thing that we've had to do this, but it's something that we've had to do.
We need those protections.
Yeah.
So the Smith-Munt Act was saying, okay, if you're part of this bureaucracy, especially the State Department, you cannot be involved in propaganda. We will. It is a federal crime. Well, Obama comes along and just nips that in the bud, man.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, during the time when we've got the most incestuous relationship between the State Department and media, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
And so that's just how huge this battle is.
And
so once you realize that, and then you go and turn on MSNBC, even Fox News is starting to be, there's only a portion, seems like, Fox News only exists after about 6:30 PM.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of the day, I mean, there's some, Waters has said some interesting things, but you know, it's starting to be turned.
Well, I mean, you remember whenever we worked together, John, people would be like, dude, why do you get here at like 5:30, 6 in the morning? And I was like, by the time you get here at 10, it's all on repeat, dude. It's not news anymore. It's gone. Yeah. Like, it's the same dialogue all day now.
Right.
How long can we stretch out the headline is the game.
Right. It's a raw narrative in the morning because all of those things are available.
It's actually hot and happening.
That and truth is sitting there waiting to be used.
Yeah.
But then once the corporations get their hands on it, they just completely turn the narrative to their own needs. And it becomes something else, you know.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we've trusted news for so long, but the trust is waning. It's like, it's been hovering in the 10% percentile for years now.
Well, you know,
it's only a matter of time.
There are still good people out there. There are still people with that Edward R. Murrow heart of, I'm going to just give you facts and you form your opinion.
Yeah, but
that.
They're on our side.
James, you know, O'Keefe. It's
James. Hey, James O'Keefe.
Ben Swan. Ben Swan's my man.
Well, Ben Swan, but James O'Keefe, he should have gotten a Peabody Award years ago.
God, yes. God, you know? Yes. Yeah.
Years ago. But since he's against this industrial complex, he'll never see one. You know, it's difficult as a media operation to always get things right.
Sure.
But when you're the New York Times and you're the Washington Post, MSNBC, and you're consistently creating propaganda, like real, honest to God propaganda, you know, I mean, there's a difference between wanting something to be true and then you find out later that it's not, and then you admit that it's not. And then there's another where you're just manufacturing
propaganda. Where you just keep on rolling. And you don't go and rescind the story, or you don't go and correct the story.
And you act like your integrity never, you know, took a hit, you know.
Yeah.
With the battle footage in Kentucky that was used to, it was supposedly Syrian footage.
Yeah.
You know, and it was from, you know, I mean, that's
test footage from Kentucky.
They knew they knew what that was, you know. And to, yeah. it's you furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war kind of stuff. And the gloves are off.
Yep.
So that's the thing, is we have this truly an enemy of the state. You know, I mean, Trump goes out there and says that, you know, the press has become the enemy of the people, and people find that, you know, well, he's destroying the integrity of press, the media, by saying that. And we
they did that themselves.
A long
years ago
of propaganda. Yeah. But it truly is. I mean, if you have that much power to influence a population and you're putting out propaganda that's manufactured on a regular basis and not coming clean about it, then we've got a problem here. Houston, we've got a problem.
You know? Yeah. Massive, massive problem, John. We have about 5-6 minutes left, man.
Okay, 5 minutes left.
Let's try and kind of nutshell things with Epstein, what we've been talking about, the private coroner's report, or medical examiner's report rather, that said that there's no way a neck like that would break like that if they hung themselves. The two guards that have been arrested and detained, Ghislaine Maxwell saying she's ready to talk to the FBI, all that, you know. What do you see going on right now, and what do you see coming down the line with this?
Well, we'll get all that footage from the two jail guards when they're on duty, and you know they were browsing the internet and they slept. And they weren't checking on him every half hour. But, you know, the questions that need to be raised are, so Jeffrey Epstein, and the reason the alarm bells go off about the prison cell situation is he was saying they're trying to kill me. You know, those were the last things that he was saying, was somebody's trying to kill me. And you have to think that Epstein – the way that wasn't he probably didn't have a suicidal bone in his body to begin with.
Yeah.
You're talking about somebody that has been kept like some kind of a pet by the intelligence community for doing their bidding for so long that he had to think there's a way out of this. I'll go back to one of my islands. I'll have the girls again, and you know, and I'll just kind of live in secret. And
yeah,
you know,
when I'm done, I'm out. When I'm done, I'm out.
That's
how it works, right?
Which opens up the other door to the possibility that it could have been that, you know, that body may not be his. You know, that's another
exactly what I was getting at with hypothesis a while ago, John, was that is the hypothesis I put forth on the show, is that, you know, what if his death was faked and he's been deep secreted away to come out at a later time?
Well, no, it's really important that he would be gotten taken out of there, because they needed to know where all of the videotapes are.
Exactly.
They need him on the ground. They need to find out where all of this evidence is so they can get rid of it. That's what they're doing.
That is what not only that, I've just posited the fact that he found out people were after him.
Yeah.
He went state's evidence.
Yeah, I mean, this all blew up in
their face. Is my hypothesis. Exactly.
You had Acosta, who was handling the deal down in Florida, and got him that sweetheart deal for, you know, something that most people would do several lifetimes in prison for. He dictated how his sentence went. He didn't even show up sometimes. He was supposed to show up to an office somewhere there in Miami and, you know, part of the day and sit there for a few hours, but sometimes he didn't even show up. And, you know, it's completely justice for one people is different for the rest of us. And so there's a whole thread that goes in that direction, that they would need to protect him But then the thread that he was – that he is – that is him on the gurney being wheeled out, and that the forensics from that pathologist who says that that the – was what's the name of the bone that was broken? It starts with an H. Anyway, that bone cannot be broken in your neck unless you've been murdered. Yeah. And this guy has 30 years
unless your neck has been snapped by a different means.
Yeah, you can't do it with a roll of toilet paper on the side of a bed. You know, and there have been a lot of suicides lately that are kind of similar to Epstein's in nature. Mm-hmm. Chris Cornell's and Bourdain's come to mind. Mm-hmm. Very similar. All three of these people had ties into this world. And, Bourdain was supposedly going to out some stuff. But anyway, so Epstein, what we're going to find out with the videos is where the guards were, what they were doing. We're going to see all of that. That's all going to come out. We're going to see them sleeping, napping, whatever. The fact that they didn't go by protocol and put somebody in the cell with Epstein, so another inmate, you know, a less intimidating or less violent or whoever they could put in there with him to keep an eye on him in the cell, why that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's a big question mark. And then, you know, these guards are they're crying that, you know, they're overworked and there's staff issues and scheduling issues and they're just burned out. And well, this is the kind of prisoner that is, you know, in the Avengers where they've got Loki in that cell and it's completely clear and they've got cameras and they've got guns and he doesn't have anything in there that he could use. That's the level of prisoner that we had with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. And everybody knew it. And yet there was the shadiness to it. So we're going to dig into the shadiness. I know Crowder has now put together a mock prison cell where he's trying to go through.
Oh, wow.
What happened exactly. So there's going to be a lot more of that, of looking at all of the finer details. More pictures will be coming out from girls that were involved.
Yeah.
More stories from girls that were involved. You're going to see more and more girls that will be coming out with their stories. And then we want to see the video evidence. What did the FBI, what did they take out, and how soon can we see it? And this is going to be huge. This is only the prelude to the book.
Exactly. And this is a story that we will keep tracking with you, John Bound. As things develop, as things happen. Thank you so much for coming on, taking the time just before Thanksgiving for our audience. Thank you so much to everyone out in the Hudson Valley, WMLD, our good friends out there. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys. John, tell everybody where they can go to find reports from you. You're, of course, part of the HC Universal Network. But aside from that, where they can go to find everything about you, my friend.
Well, I just want to say hello to everybody in the Hudson Valley. It's a beautiful, historic area. Love that part of the country. A lot of patriots up there. But you can find me at dailynewscollective.com. And pretty soon I'll have a weekly shoot for Wednesday's podcast with phone calls and all that. And, of course, you can find my reports on Infowars.com and band.video. I am consulting reporter, a contract reporter for InfoWars. I also do other side reports, which I'll detail, you know, as those become available. But dailynewscollective.com is the best place to find me. And I look forward to anyone that hears this to keep an eye on that website. And hopefully I'll be speaking with you in the future, meaning not just you, Chris Jordan, but people that are listening out there over the phone about things when I get that podcast up and running very soon.
Absolutely. Well, please do hold the line while we close things out here, John. Once again, everybody, while you're online checking out John's great work at Daily News Collective, stop on by dudesandbeer.com. That is where you can find all the episodes. You can also visit our knowledge vault, tons of declassified government documents, all kinds of fun stuff there. In addition to that, make sure to stop on by audibletrial.com. If you are a fan of books like I am and just don't have time to thumb a page anymore, Audible is a great way to do it. You can use the code DUDESANDBEER. So visit audibletrials.com/DUDESANDBEER, and you will get your free 30-day free trial of Amazon's Audible. Happy holidays, everybody. Make sure to tune in for our Thanksgiving episode coming up. Once again, thank you to everybody in the Hudson Valley WMLD. Take care. Remember, if you can't be good at it. We'll talk to you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dudes and Beer Podcast. To listen to our audio streams or chat with us live, download the official Dudes and Beer app for Android and iDevices, available on Google Play and iTunes markets. For more episodes, content, and information, visit us online at dudesandbeer.com. You can also find our episodes on Breach.tv, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts. For more about our sponsors and other podcasts on this network, visit hcuniversalnetwork.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and until next time, drink responsibly.